Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest has been a professional musician for more than two decades, but his songwriting didn't start until after he became saved. His most recent CD, A Journey, looks at Dan Dyer's spiritual journey, and he's in the studio with us today to talk about the CD and message through music, his ministry, in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Jesus in Our Song from Dan Dyer's latest CD, A Journey.
Nothing worse when something in you dies. What you live for turned out to be lies. Try to make it work, but burn your eyes. You hit rock bottom, but it made you realize it all resulted from that fateful day when you knew your life had gone astray. Emptied out, lost, you began to pray. The Lord is in my life and you to stay. Your sin and nails it to the cross. You needed him all along, but what you thought you had was not that strong. And more you feel that you belong. We all need Jesus in our song.
And then we're a conversation with Dan Dyer. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening, Robert. How are you?
Good. Now, I took a look and did some research before we got into the studio this morning, and the bio on your website notes that you started singing and playing when you were about 13 years old. What led to that?
My dad is a guitar player, played in a country band around Hamilton, and I'd watch him play, and he's just a really good picker, and I really enjoyed it, you know? We'd have get-togethers, and their friends would come over, and I was always the one guy in the house who wasn't playing. So the opportunity came up between grades 7 and grade 8 at summer skills program at Sir Johnny McDonald in Hamilton, where you can go and learn activities or learn a skill. And so I took archery and I took guitar and never looked back.
Wow. And what sort of led you on that journey to go from that and picking it up and playing along with your dad and stuff like that to deciding to become a professional musician? That's always a big leap.
Well, you know, for the longest time, I didn't know what I wanted to do to earn money. So I had odd jobs. I ended up in the Air Force for a while, too. I took this course at Mohawk College that helps you decide what you want to do as your profession. And it was hands down to be a live entertainer. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. I ended up just following that path for 25 plus years.
Well, what would have been some of the biggest challenge? Before we get to that, as you've been developing and as you're developing a musician, who have been some of the influences? Who have been some of the people that have come along and sort of helped you with, you know, developing your own style and people that you've always looked to as you know, musical influences?
Gordon Lightfoot was a big one. One of the first songs I ever learned was Alberta Bound. The Eagles, sorry to hear about Glenn Frey recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huge influence. I remember Take It Easy being one of my first favorite songs, 1972, I believe. Another one was Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I've always been open to different kinds of genres of music. So there were many other influences, really no favorites.
I mean, you're running the gamut there from folk to rock to country rock to blues. I mean, that's a wide spread through there.
That's true, and it's been, I guess guitar-based was was the one thing that they always had in common. I just love the sound of it, and I love playing it.
Well, when you were doing that, and you started songwriting as well, were any of those people especially influential in helping you develop yourself as a songwriter? I mean, Gordon Lightfoot is one of the classic Canadian songwriters. I mean, the stuff that he writes, the ballads and the lyrics and that he comes out with are just, you know, top-notch. But was there anyone that sort of influenced you as you were developing as a songwriter?
I'm sure there were, Robert, but honestly, because I was so messed up and I didn't know the Lord for so many years, I couldn't say any given one was an influence because I only wrote one song prior to my salvation 5 years ago. And that song was called Butterfly. It was a little, kind of sort of a waltzy little tune. It appears on my album with my daughters singing in it too. And it's the only song I ever wrote, you know, until I got saved. And once I got saved, they started pouring out of me, which was years after I might have been influenced by those guys.
Right.
But I'm sure they all had something to do with it.
Well, as you've developed as a songwriter now, especially after being saved, have there been any even within the Christian realm, has there been anybody that's influenced your songwriting? Has there been anybody that you've looked to and sort of said, hey, I'd like to write like them?
No. You know what? Honestly, I just go downstairs into the studio and just let the Holy Spirit lead me. Intentionally, I do not listen to any other music, so I'm not influenced by anything else. I just want God to lead me in whatever I'm doing.
Right. When you're looking at that and you're looking at what you're doing, especially in your songwriting, what do you find the most challenging aspect of songwriting?
Just being open and sensitive to what God wants me to do. So, for instance, I could write a song in a day, and I'll go back the next day, and it doesn't quite sit well for some reason, so I'll pray about it again. And it could be over a period of time that the song takes shape and I'm actually comfortable with it. And then we proceed from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting into that whole aspect of songwriting, and as I've talked to musicians over the years, you know, some people, they find the lyrics come first. Some find that a riff will come first. Mm-hmm. In some cases, like, you know, both the music and the lyric kind of just happen. What happens with you in terms of your own songwriting? How does that process work?
Well, as usual, it's always different. Always different. I never know. Sometimes God will give me, I'll be still. I'll just be sitting there. I'll have the guitar in my lap and the melodies will come out. For instance, In God's Hands, which is on the album, it happened that way. Blessed Be was, the lyrics came first. That actually was a scripture, 1 Peter 1:3. And then the song was built around that. So it differs, it varies, and I'm open to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Dan Dyer. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Need to wait to feel better for that paycheck or that party. My hopes and feelings depend on these things that make me feel at ease. I'm keeping busy with treasures of mine, like gaming, texting, drinking till I go blind. Out of sight, what a sight to take up my time. My sensations from situations, this is what I have become. When it's over, I feel I'm falling, I need the Lord's light.
Lord's life. What can I do to keep occupied? Please make it easy for me. I'm not selfish, but like everyone else, I don't care, but they should for me. Despite all of the things you do, it's your own salvation you seek. You won't feel empty, unsatisfied. There's no one and nothing else you need. My sensations from situations, this is what I have become. When it's over, I feel I'm falling. I need the Lord's light. Need the Lord's light.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Light from Dan Dyer's newest CD, A Journey. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Dan. Looking at the CD, and you've already mentioned a couple of the songs that are on there, but you titled it A Journey. What led to that whole aspect, that title? It's always interesting, and I know other writers, authors in that they struggle with the titles of books and things. So what led to A Journey being the title for the CD?
When we realized, when God revealed that these songs were written in chronological order, we realized it was my story. And then we wanted to take it a step further. God just showed us this ministry and realized it's like, this is my journey. This is what I went through to become a Christian. This is what I had to do. I wish I didn't have to do as much as I had to do to get to the Lord, but he had the plan. So the songs tell my story, mm-hmm. which is awesome, because that was not the intent. It was looking back in hindsight.
Yeah. Well, you alluded to it earlier in terms of some of the things that have happened. Can you sort of give us an idea of what that journey has been for you?
Oh, you want to know some details?
Well, I want your story. If the CD is your story, let's get a little bit of background on what that story is.
Well, I don't depict details necessarily in the songs, but the feelings, the emotions, sort of my experience, are depicted. And well, I was bullied in high school, strict upbringing. I was selfish, you know. I hit the drugs and the alcohol when I was a teenager, and I would binge drink. And I would always stay busy, you know. I'd always have to keep on the move. I didn't know what to do with my stuff, so I think I may have been just running away from it, not running to anything. And then I got into my 20s and wasn't holding jobs for too long until I became a full-time musician and I was a touring musician, and I just lost touch with myself, lost touch with my family, lost touch with everything, and always felt empty. I was anxious and depressed, and I was looking, you know, and my cousin Randy Dyer, he's a born-again Christian, and I love that guy. He was just real all the time. So I'd see him at the odd family event, and he was just a magnet. I would go and hang out with him. Everybody else would be partying. I was too, but I'd always go and hang out with Randy, you know, and he shared the Lord with me. And I didn't take hold right away, but it was a seed planted for sure. So, you know, I still had more things to go through, more negative experiences I had to go through before I realized that Jesus was the answer. So the songs tell the story of that. And I'll actually talk in my ministry between those songs and share how God has affected the change from those experiences to the way things are now.
And looking at that and looking at the songs, there's been a number of different things that it sounds like you've gone through. And like you said, you're looking at more of some of the emotion and sort of the experiences and that, you know, you're looking at some of the titles here, you know, Blessed Be, Life is Renewed, From My Heart. With Those Who Cry, I think, you know, for me, that's probably one of the the one track that I keep going to because it talks about the, you know, the aspect of dealing and reaching out to people who are going through difficult times and that as well. As you're going through all of this, as you're developing and as you're working as a musician, what are the type of things that you're really trying to do in your ministry? What are you drawn to?
Reaching the lost. Just, I have a heart for it. I've always wanted purpose in my life. I've always cared for people to the point where I was affected by what they thought of me until I met Christ, and now I know who I am in God. So it's easier to reach out and not get offended. I know God can impact people's lives, transform, redeem, restore. It's our commission, you know, as Christians, and I'm on board. I'm fully on board. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Well, and I think that, you know, what's neat is you've talked about this and you've titled the ministry, you know, Message Through Music. And that kind of, to me, depicts what you're doing and when you're getting out there. What are some of the things that you've done through Message Through Music? Because I was looking at the website and there's a whole bunch of things that you've done ministry-wise. It's not just the music. There's other things that you're involved in as well.
Yeah, it's just a great thing to have a ministry that God gave us. I don't want it to be my name ministry. It's not for me. It's for Jesus' glory. So ministry, our ministry, Message Through Music, has been able to reach out in various different ways, as you said, Robert. And one of them is the Good Shepherd in Hamilton. You know, they're a hub in Hamilton for a lot of ministry agencies, and they do a lot of great things there. And we've been able to help them by collecting clothing from the Value Villages in our city. I have a few contacts there, and we try to regularly do that based on their needs. We've also been able to play at other churches and share the message through music there, reaching out to people, ministering to them. And we're really open to any opportunity at all. If anybody would have a need, and we can facilitate that. I mean, we've not drawn the line anywhere except that it's for Jesus' glory and it's to help those in need.
You were talking yesterday when we were preparing for this about some of the stuff you've done with CM Bear and some of the art material, mm-hmm. the art things you've done, where you've gone and you've played while people have been creating art at the same time.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
You know, some really neat things there. Getting back to the music, when you're looking at it and you're talking about doing your songwriting, you talked about, you know, the lyrics for Blessed Be came from Scripture. And that, what are some of the things that inspires you as you go into creating a song? What are some of the things that sort of catch your attention that you say, I need to put this into music. I need to put this into song.
The last album was based mostly on experience, even daily experience. I would see a lost person, for instance, either acting or reacting to a situation or in a situation. And I would try to look through the eyes of the cross, if you will, and I say, wow, I would like to talk to that person and share with them what God's put on my heart about this. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't get that opportunity, but that definitely inspires me to write a song. So it's good to get out there. It's good to talk to people. It's good to share the gospel, and especially for me, where songwriting is concerned.
Looking at some of the stuff on the some of the songs on the CD and that, was there any one song, and I know this is probably the most unfair question there is, but
that's okay.
Was there any song on there that sort of really is your favorite, or one that really resonates with you in terms of being something that you really feel drawn to on a regular basis?
With Those Who Cry, you'd said it earlier. It's my heart's cry. Yeah. It truly is, and that's why we're doing this.
What led to that song? I mean, was it an actual experience that you had with somebody that you were dealing with, or was this sort of an amalgam of a number of things that that have happened as you've been ministering?
Sure, it was a number of things. Our children are unsaved so far. We know they're coming. It's a good thing. Yana and I, through her old church in Milton, were able to go to Haiti and serve there at a mission in the Northwest in the middle of the desert. And we met some of the people who live around the mission. You know, they would sweep the dirt on their path to their thatch hut because they knew we were coming. We were coming to visit. It was unbelievable. Your heart went out to them, and they were trying just to respect us. And I mean, they knew God, as we found out later, and they were some of the happiest people we'd ever met in our lives. And they had nothing. Haiti has the lowest life expectancy in the world. It's 30 years of age. It's crazy. And here they are, some of the happiest people in the world. You know, I would love to take some people from Canada down there just to open their eyes, you know, and let them know this is what Jesus does. This is what happens. And my heart just went out to them. And I mean, their heart went out to us too, because they have Jesus. He's just awesome. And we see people in Canada struggling, and they think they've got it all together. You know the story, right? And music transcends. So it's just an honor and a privilege to have that anointing from God, to be able to put these experiences into lyrics and have them played in my songs. And, you know, God's just going to take it places. It's really, really cool.
Well, I'm looking at our time here, and I need to take one final break, and then we come back. We're going to finish our conversation with singer-songwriter Dan Dyer. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Rejoice from the A Journey CD by Dan Dyer. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Dan. What's been the reaction of the CD so far as it's gotten out there and people have been listening to it? What's been the feedback that you've gotten to people that have been touched by it?
Well, God is good. He's good. It's been great, man. It's been all positive feedback. And I just want to give God all the glory, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's where we put it. We just channel it in there, and we just try and keep moving forward with the ministry. you know, the growth has been slow, and that's all good. I mean, God has the plan. We know where we're supposed to be. This has all been Spirit-led and through prayer, and it's just been awesome. Everybody's been so supportive, even those who haven't even heard the album. Mm. They're just, you know, our brothers and sisters in Christ, they want to help you any and every way they can. So it's just been a blessing, Robert. Thanks for asking.
Well, and you talked about some of the different things that have happened in the recording of the CD and some of the different musicians that have come together in that. And what was, looking back on that whole recording process, what was sort of the highlight of all of that for you as you're going through it?
Wow, the highlight. Serving the Lord, absolutely. Just to be able to do this, to have the purpose. I remember sitting in the studio a few times, just looking, almost like looking down upon it and thinking, wow, this is actually happening. This is surreal, thinking of where I had come from and what was happening now and how God was using us. And my wife, Yana, has been a huge part of it as well. We were sitting in the video editing booth. We have videos for each song in the ministry, you know, with lyrics, so the eyes aren't on me. It's not what it's about. But we were both sitting there thinking, wow, this is awesome. We're serving the Lord. This is actually happening. We get to do this. To quote my brother in Christ, Galen Gannon, he says, we get to do this. It's so cool.
Well, where can people find out more information about the CD and find out more information about Message Through Music Ministries?
Well, I have a website, dandyer.ca. It's D-Y-E-R. It's a common mistake, but yeah. It's all good. So dandyer.ca. I'm also on Twitter at dandyerofficial, mm-hmm. and also on Facebook under Dan Dyer in Hamilton.
Great. Anything new, anything coming up in the next little while for you?
Yes, we're shooting a DVD February 28th at our home church, Living Hope in Hamilton. At 7 o'clock, so February 28th, 7 o'clock. It's a big sanctuary, so we're hoping, you know, anybody who's hearing, please come. Mm-hmm. Get there a bit early, and we're going to have a really nice time. We're going to be selling CDs as well.
Great. Dan, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection Day, and thank you to my guest, Dan Dyer. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week at a new time of 9 p.m. Eastern for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.